This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
And joining us on the line, as she does every fortnight, it's Sarah from Hello K-Pop. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
So I hear that one of the JYJ boys are going solo, is that right?
Yes, JYJ's June 2, or known as Star, has finally released his first ever solo album called Tarantelegra. The album has a total of 12 new tracks featuring a variety of different genres and numerous guest stars, such as Asia TXCLOSIC, dynamic duos Jekko, Busy, and Double K.
Wow.
Because I've mentioned before, but he actually took part in this in composing and producing his first solo album. It's close to him. So Junsu wrote many of the songs himself, and No Gain was even penned by fellow JYJ member Jaejul. Juno, Junsu's twin brother, also made contributions to the new album.
Really? Do they have a similar sound?
I haven't actually listened to them much. I think they look the same. They look like twins. Yeah, the singer has now revealed some exceptional concept photos from his new album. So if you haven't seen it, check them out on Hello K-Pop. Next up is Infinite is back with a new album.
Yay for Infinite!
Yes, it's called Infinite Ties. On the 15th of May, Infinite released a new mini album. The title track, The Chaser, is produced by Sweet Tune once again and shows off the vocal talent of Infinite members. The track Only Tears was released as a digital single earlier, and now you can listen to all the songs of the album.
So not only together can we now reinism, but we can infinitize. Is that right?
I know, they're coming out with all these new names.
It's another quick turnaround, right? I mean, the first album wasn't out too long ago.
Yeah. Well, after You Are In donates rice to a charitable shop.
I know where you're going here. This is a really nice story.
Yes, Fashion King cast member You Are In has recently donated approximately 2,140 tons of rice to a noodle shop located in Kwasungdong, Incheon. The rice was sent to the shop on Friday in celebration of the program's launch. Many customers who visit the shop, either homeless or the elderly who live independently, the shop feeds over 200 customers a day free of charge.
I don't know what I like more, the really nice uplifting story or the name, You Are In.
Yeah. I just noticed that. That's funny. The donation will feed the restaurant's regulars for about 2 months.
Well, it's a great initiative to get behind, really.
Yeah. He gave them rice, but it's a noodle shop.
Do you know what? I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. I think that's when I first read it, I was like, huh? And next up is Epic High's Mitra Jin comes home. Mitra Jin from Epic High has officially completed his military service and returned from the army on May 14th. He was released as the Ministry of Defense in Yongsan, Seoul, to be greeted by Epic High members, Tableau DJ Tukut. I think, I can't remember which one it was, but one of them can speak both fluent Korean and fluent English. And it has come to my attention, which language does he think in? I don't know. Which one do you think he thinks in?
Korean, right? I mean, you always think in the native language, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Epic High released a couple singles before he went off to the army, right? I think they released two singles or they were unreleased tracks and they released them once he had joined the army. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, despite the rain, fans also congratulated him for his return. Jin entered the 102 reserve upon completing promotions for Epic High's album Epilogue in 2010. I think that's the one you're talking about.
Yes.
In the army, he was an Infinitely Rifle Soldier, military band member, and GOP soldier. Jin noted that he would remember Lee Jung-gi, reserve sergeant. He revealed he was very harsh because he was such a strong squad commander. I thought I didn't want to be like that.
Can't you only expect that your squad leader in the army is going to be pretty tough?
I know. Arnold Schwarzenegger, get down. Yeah, next is the Hallyu Idol Training Services in New York. Abbreviated version is HITSNY.
I believe that's Hits Me.
Well, if it's a unique and rapidly expanding industry of Korea, as the Korean culture becomes increasingly prominent in America through the cultural wave known as Hallyu, a marketable and time-sensitive niche is born. Hallyu meaning the Korean wave and refers to the spread of South Korean culture around the world. Yesterday, I was watching his cooking show and guess what?
What?
Korean food! Food Safari. It was on Food Safari channel.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, they're talking about all boom, boom, bop and all that. Yeah, it was pretty exciting. Anyways, Hipney will play an important role during this shift of representing the bridge between Korean music and its American audience. It was founded as to train and mold young talent from around the United States and networks on behalf of the students in Korean and American entertainment companies. Hipney is a training program, not an entertainment company, but it's an academy for like music and art. Yeah, it provides other companies with opportunities to meet a variety of talented students.
Siri, do you think it's harder for people to get involved in the K-pop industry and to be a success with more institutions teaching people how to break the industry? Or is it just making it hard for the people that are already trying to break the industry by introducing so many more people into the mix?
The rise of like new artists now in the K-pop industry, it's like one every week. And like, they could train for 2 to 3 years by the time they get to debut. And I think it's good because it's, but then again, it's not really natural talent when they train for it. In a way, I think it's good because the music industry is so difficult to break into because there's not many courses and such to support it. Like there are, but they don't really go that far. So I think to have one place where everybody can go and get scouted by companies, I think it's pretty good.
Yes, that's Hello K-Pop Academy coming to a university near you soon.
So Hipney has some of the finest vocal trainers, dance instructors, fashion directors, hair and makeup artists, and very creative management team. All the students undergo a vigorous schedule of classes that cover singing, dancing, fashion, and other classes to guide the students. Students under 18 will also be homeschooled to fulfill their academic requirements. So I guess it's not entirely to just a particular age group. To everybody.
Yeah, and I guess if you suck at performing and singing, then at least you get to learn how to do your hair.
Yeah, and put makeup on and
become
a fashion director or something. Yeah.
Sarah, once again, thank you for joining us on the Asian Pop Experiment for the Hello K-Pop update. Check out all the updates at hellokpop.com on their Facebook and follow them on Twitter.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.